April 20, 1938. How Jesus on the cross still cries to every heart, "I thirst." How the true resurrection consists in rising in the divine will. How nothing is denied to one who lives in it. My flight in the divine will continues, and I feel the need to make all that it has done my own, placing there my little love, my loving kisses, my deep adoration, and my thank you for everything it did, everything it suffered, for me and for all. As I reach the point at which my dear Jesus was crucified and lifted on the cross in atrocious agonies and unspeakable pains, with heartbreaking tenderness and compassion he told me, "My good daughter, the pain that most transfixed me on the cross was my ardent thirst. I felt I was burning alive since all the vital humors had gone out through my wounds, which were burning and wanted to quench, like many mouths, their terrible thirst. I just couldn't contain myself anymore, so I shouted, 'I thirst.' This, 'I thirst,' remained and is always in the act of saying, 'I thirst.' I never stop saying it. With my open wounds, with my burnt lips, I am always repeating, 'I am burning, I thirst. Please, give me a little drop of your love to soothe my ardent thirst.' In everything the creature does, I keep repeating with my mouth, 'Opened and burned, let me drink. I'm burning of thirst.' My dislocated and wounded humanity had only one cry, 'I thirst.' Therefore, as the creature walks, I shout to her steps with my dry mouth, 'Give me your steps done for love of me, to quench my thirst.' If she works, I ask for her works made only for love of me, to cool my burning thirst. If she speaks, I ask for her words. If she thinks, I ask for her thoughts as many little drops to refresh my ardent thirst. It wasn't just my mouth that was burning, but all my most holy humanity felt the urgent need of a refreshing bath for the ardent fire of love that burned within me. And since it was for the creatures that I was burning in excruciating pains, only creatures, with their love, could quench my ardent thirst and give to my humanity a refreshing bath. Now, I left this cry, 'I thirst,' inside my will, and I made the commitment to make the creatures hear it over and over again, to move them to compassion for my burning thirst, to give them my bath of love and receive theirs, though being just little drops to quench my devouring thirst. But who is listening to me? Who has compassion for me? Only the one who lives in my will. All the others play deaf and even increase my thirst with their ingratitude, making me restless and with no hope of refreshment. And not only my thirst, but all that I did and said in my will, is always in the act of saying to my sorrowful mother, 'Mother, here are your children.' I place her at their side as help and guide, to be loved by her children. Every instant she feels her own son close to all the children. Oh, how much she loves them, giving them her maternity, to make myself loved as she loves me. Not only this, but by offering her maternity she offers perfection also among creatures, so that they love each other with maternal love, which is a constant, sacrificing, unselfish love. But who receives all this good? Only the one who lives in our fiat feels the maternity of the Queen. She feeds her children with her maternal heart, to let them suck and receive the maternity of her love, her sweetness, and all the riches of her maternal heart. My daughter, one who wants to find me, who wants to receive all our goods and my very mother, must enter our will and remain there. Our will is not only our life, but it forms around us with its immensity our house, in which it keeps all our acts, words and being, always in action. Our things never get out of our will. One who wants it can only live together with it, and then she possesses everything, nothing is denied. If we give our things to one who is not living in our will, she will neither appreciate them, nor love them. She won't feel the right to make them her own, and when things are not possessed, love does not arise, it dies. After this, I continued my round in all that our Lord did on earth, and I stopped in the act of resurrection. What triumph, what glory! Heaven poured itself on earth to be spectator of such a great glory. My beloved Jesus said, My daughter, in my resurrection, the right was given to creatures to rise again in me to new life. It was the confirmation, the seal of my whole life, my works and my words. If I came on earth, it was to give to each and every one my resurrection, as their own, to give them life and make them rise again in my own resurrection. But do you want to know where is the real resurrection of the creature? Not in the end of her days, but while she is still living on earth. One who lives in my will rises again to light and says, My night is over. She rises again in the love of her Creator, so that there is no more cold or snow for her, but the smile of the heavenly spring. She rises again to sanctity, that puts in rushed flight all weaknesses, miseries and passions. She rises again to all that is heaven, and if she looks at the earth, heaven and sun, she does it to find the works of her Creator, to take the opportunity to narrate to Him His glory and His long love story. Therefore, one who lives in my will can say, as the angel said to the holy women on the way to the sepulchre, single quote, He is risen. He is not here anymore. One who lives in my will can also say, My will is not with me any longer, it is risen again in the fight. And if the circumstances of life, opportunities and sufferings surround the creature, as if they were looking for her will, she can answer, My will is risen again. It is not in my power anymore. I possess, in exchange, the divine will, and I want to cover with its light all things around me, circumstances and sufferings, to make them like many divine conquests. The soul who lives in our will finds life in the acts of her Jesus, and as always, in this life, she finds our operating, conquering, triumphant will. She gives us so much glory that heaven cannot contain it. Therefore, live always in our will, never leave it, if you want to be our triumph and our glory.